I'd like now to welcome Mira Crean. She is the director of the Mosaic Dance Company and Pomegranate Studios. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
It's good to have you back. It's been, what, probably about a year since you were last here. And you are doing an event this coming weekend, tomorrow and Saturday, the 24th and 25th at 7 o'clock at the James A. Little Theater, which is an evening of East Indian, Middle Eastern, and fusion dances. Let's talk about all the different kinds of dances, because when people say Middle Eastern dance, they sort of think of one, like as if it were one thing, which is like saying American dance, which could be Martha Graham, or it could be tap dancing, or it could be anything. What... Where do you stand? What do you perform in this very wide variety of dances that come from this large part of the world?
Well, the show, I'll talk about the show first. The show this year in particular is sort of the show of diversity. And we wanted to celebrate diversity, and that's why it's called One Love, actually, is to sort of point out that whatever we bring belly dance to, it's all sort of the same for us. But it is a lot of fusion work this year. We're going to start off with some classical Indian pieces in this beautiful set, two of which were choreographed for us by visiting guest artists from India. One was Arul Ramya, was here 2 years ago, and last year we had Shohini Das, who was here on a Fulbright working with the Monte del Sol Charter School. And she came and taught at my studio and then choreographed a piece for this show that's just absolutely gorgeous. And so we do work in that classical Indian style. We have several other dances that we do, some of which I choreographed, but based on my working with classical Indian dancers over the years. And then the next set that we're going to do...
Let's stay with classical Indian dance for a moment. What is the original context for classical Indian dance? Is it like classical music where people sit in a hall very quietly with their legs crossed and look at people on a stage dancing?
Well, I think that, you know, there is the classical Indian forms of music and dance, and there are many different forms as I understand it. There's the Kathak, there's the Odissi, and so on and so forth. When Arul Ramya was here, she was explaining that there are maybe 14 different classical forms. I really can't say that I know about all of them, and I have just, you know, with these classical ancient forms, you start to study them and you find that you really only know the very tip of the iceberg. So, you know, we're not saying that this is something that we're expert at, but something that we enjoy doing. And so, you know, again, I often will talk about fusion as, you know, something where we pull different elements together. Though these dances in the first set are not fusion pieces. These are actual Indian dances, you know.
And Indian dances with, tell us about what kind of music accompanies them.
Well, one of them, Lagan, actually comes from a musical, and it's more the Bollywood style.
Really?
Yeah, and it's really beautiful. It's the last piece. It was choreographed by Arul Ramya. And then the other piece that Shohini Das did is a much more modern piece. She actually has a dance company right now in India that's working in what she calls modern dance for India. But she grew up studying the classical forms, you know, from the time she was a tiny girl.
So that's one of the sets of pieces that you're doing. Where are you going from there?
Well, from there we're going to go to a piece called Koi Haiku, which is done in these beautiful kimono costumes with huge fans. And so, of course, it's a play on watching fish and their tails in the water. And there's a whole set of
kimonos
these
haiku. Are we in Japan?
Well, not really. We're using belly dance and belly dance movements, and then we're fusing it with this very Asian aesthetic. And so we're fusing these things together, and the music is like that too. The music comes, it's a piece from Budabar, and I can't remember the artist, I'm sorry to say at this moment. And then also a couple of pieces from an artist called Solas. And they do these beautiful, very Asian-inspired, Middle Eastern tracks. And so I created costuming and these pieces to go around that.
That's, it must be so much fun for you.
It's been really fun this year. This year has been so much fun. It's been fun creating the costumes. There are 64 different costumes in this show. I don't know if most people know this, but I make most of the costuming myself for the show.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I design all the costumes, and then I have, you know, some people help me make them. This year, we actually have a guest designer from San Francisco Black Lotus who sent us these incredible sort of circus belly dance costumes. And the last piece in the first set of the show is that piece. It's called Roustabout Remix, and it's very modern, very fusion, very like hip-hop fused with belly dance. And then, you know, we're dancing to some odd time rhythms and doing some really wonderful gypsy work. You know, it's all completely fused, and it's just tremendously fun. So that's going to be a really exciting piece. That finishes the first half. And in the middle, there's a solo that's a classical Egyptian piece. So then we go back to Egypt, and we look at what is traditional, you know, so that you can juxtapose those things.
Talking to professional dancers in the last, I guess, 10 years or so, one of the things that seems to have really changed from the previous generation is how many different forms of dance young dancers are learning today. So a kid can do hip-hop, they can do Middle Eastern dance, they can do jazz, they can do ballet. How did you grow up?
Well, my mother was a Middle Eastern dancer, and she loved it. She also, you know, loved other forms of dance, but she primarily did belly dance. And I was fortunate to grow up in the Bay Area, where there were a tremendous number of phenomenal Middle Eastern artists, musicians, dancers. I grew up dancing only to live music, which was very exciting, and the level of musicianship was incredible. And I got to study with, you know, many people who are today considered, you know, to be formative in America's relationship to belly dance, you know, to Middle Eastern arts. And so I was very lucky that way. And I pride myself in the school focusing on traditional styles and, you know, really a knowledge of the music, a knowledge of the different styles of dance that come from different parts of the Middle East, as well as moving forward into these more contemporary American fusion forms. So how that tradition relates to American culture.
What's so interesting about American culture is that we are pretty much by definition a fusion.
We are. That's right. That's right. And art always evolves. So I feel like, you know, like most artists, if you're well-trained in what's traditional and you really understand that, then when you go to quote-unquote break the rules, you know, hopefully you have a foundation from which you're moving. Much like Picasso, like when Picasso does his etchings, you look at his original drawings, he was a phenomenal artist, incredible, perfect drawer. And then we came to know him as a phenomenal artist as he broke those rules
right. And
came out into modern form. So I feel that that's, you know, that's sort of the standard, you know, from which we as dancers should work, you know, that we should know the technique, we should know what's traditional, and we should honor the traditional form, and then be able to move forward freely as artists, because art comes out of what surrounds us. You know, all artists, I think, work that way, and it's just, you know, true for us as well.
So you teach at the Pomegranate Studios, you have the Mosaic Dance Company. How many people are in the Mosaic Dance Company?
Well, I have three dance companies. I have two pre-professional companies. A Hate Dance Company is devoted mostly to the tribal style that I work in. And then Almaz...
What does that mean, the tribal style?
Tribal? Tribal comes from America, really. It's an American form, but it's based on real ethnic movements that were fused by a woman named Carolina Noricchio, who is out of San Francisco. And this particular form works with a very small language of movements that are very specific, that allows a group of dancers to improv together so that you don't have to choreograph anything, you can just dance. And it's an incredible experience. It's just a beautiful, beautiful form, very centered, very grounded. I love it. And very different from, even though it's the same language, like the same root language, the dialects are so different. So Egyptian style dance is extremely different. And, you know, I love it. It comes from the Bay Area, which is where I'm from. So I think, again, I grew up in that aesthetic.
Right.
And so I've always been drawn to that. And so I teach in both those forms, the traditional Egyptian style and then also this more contemporary tribal fusion style.
Tribal fusion, which is American. Now, it sounds like, I mean, is it as much fun to watch as it is to do?
I hope so. I mean, I would think so. I love to watch it. It's very hypnotic, very powerful, very exciting, all of those things. So, you know, I love it. I can't sort of live without the one without the other, you know?
It's I don't know how there are enough hours in the day for you to do all the different forms that you do.
I know, right? Well, I've been doing it for over 30 years,
right.
And I have been doing it almost, you know, obsessively for that amount of time, and I do use all the hours in my day. So
that was there. You said there are three companies, two pre-professional companies.
Yes, and so the other one is Almaz Asahara, and Almaz is really devoted primarily to Egyptian style dance. And then Mosaic Dance Company, like its name, is my professional company, and they're devoted to everything, you know, and we do all kinds of different work. Now, when I do the big show, all three companies participate, and all three companies can do all the different forms. So the girls are free to sign up. I let them know what the pieces will be. They can sign up for the pieces that they would like to present in, and they just have to make sure that they can show up to the rehearsal times. It's
right.
Just that simple. So if they want to cross over, you know, into something, they're welcome to do it, and it gives them an opportunity to grow, you know.
Are there any big full ensemble numbers where everybody's
huge
on stage?
Yes,
really?
The finale has all 27 dancers in it, and it's very exciting, you know, and it's just got it's that sort of classic finale where everyone comes on stage and does the big ending, you know.
Right.
But a lot of the group numbers are very large, you know, 15 to 17 dancers. In the second half of the show, we have a belly dance ballet, and this is a more classical piece, of course, being done to classical music. We're using the music of Scheherazade, and we're telling the story of the myth of Persephone. And so that's kind of a fun thing. I hope people will enjoy that. And then we're going to move into like a 1940s big, huge fan number. We have these huge fans. And we come out and be a very glitzy sort of 1940s dinner theater kind of a piece. And then after that, I think my favorite, well, I can't say really my favorite, I shouldn't pick favorites, but one of the pieces that I've enjoyed working with the most this year is a flamenco fusion piece. And it's done to the music of Ojos de Brujo, and it's just very powerful, and I've really enjoyed working on that. So that piece is in there as well.
I was completely blown away when the film Lachodrome came out, which mm-hmm. was well over 10 years ago.
Right.
And it really traced gypsy music from India to Spain mm-hmm. and the whole migration of gypsies mm-hmm. across Asia and Europe. To what extent are the forms you do gypsy influenced?
Well, I have to say that there are different ways of interpreting that. For instance, the tribal style that we work in follows that exact route. But because it was created by Carolina Noricchio in contemporary time, it's not traditional. There are traditional elements and traditional movements, but it's more of her idea or fantasy, if you will, of what would have been created out of those elements. And so that particular dance form harkens to the idea of that, and then in the movements that have been chosen more particular to it. But then I do a lot of actual Rome, sort of dance movements that I learned when I went to camps, different, you know, belly dance camps that happen throughout the country. I have visited them yearly, and every year, you know, you run across these people who are Rome, who are doing, you know, dances from their culture.
When you say Rome, like
Rome gypsy,
Roma gypsy, right?
Either Roma or Rome. There's a lot of sort of discrepancy
Okay. Just so people don't think we're talking about Italy.
Yeah, we're not talking about Italy. Thank you. That's right. So, you know, I've picked up, influences from that. And actually, in the fusion circus piece, there's a 10-8 that we dance to. And in that 10-8, we're going to use some of those gypsy movements. And it's kind of fun. So
we're talking to Mira Crean about the event coming up tomorrow and Saturday night at the James A. Little Theater. It's called One Love, Invaders of the Heart. Especially with this tribal style, what is the experience like of dancing it? People talk about trance dance. Mm-hmm. Do you feel, does it change your state of awareness?
It totally changes your state of awareness. I think that actually the experience for me one of the things that I make as a corollary is when I went to the film Migration. Did you see that movie?
No.
Migration is about birds, and there are no
words. Oh, Winged Migration.
Winged Migration.
Yes,
thank you.
I did see that.
Winged Migration. And it's about these birds, right? And there's no background music. There's no, because the film is giving you an experience of what it would be like for you if you went along with them. And that's what tribal feels like to me. Tribal feels like that film, like the feeling that film gave me when I came out of it. It's this amazing feeling like you're flying, almost. So the better you understand the language and the less you have to think about it, you actually stop thinking about it. And you're just simply in that immediate area of response. And so it just can have this incredible exhilaration to it, a feeling of deep hypnosis also, you know, because you're moving together in this sort of seamless fashion, and the more seamless, the more you feel that way. I think, you know, I'll often tell people that I think it's sort of the most exciting amusement park ride they've ever gotten on, you know. It's just incredibly fun that way. And when you don't have to use words and you can communicate so intimately with another person, that's just it's a very profound experience.
And then when you're performing, you also have to be concentrating very hard on the choreography, which I would think to some extent mitigates that experience.
Yeah, this is a very different experience for the girls. In the studio, I work very hard to teach both improvisation styles and choreography because they're completely different. And it is different to have to know a piece that well that you can actually perform it without getting caught, you know, in your head, right, about what comes next.
I know. I mean, sometimes when you see dancers doing works in progress and they're in some place on the learning curve, you can practically see their lips counting.
Exactly. And you can often see performers ticking off the choreography in their head. This is distracting for an audience member. So being able to learn how to do that is an important process. And I think it takes people years, you know, to be able to really have a facility with that.
So you are fortunate as an American to have grown up not as a Middle Eastern person of that ethnicity or heritage yourself, but in that tradition. So it really is second nature to you.
I think because I grew up around so much of the music from a very early age, I think that that's what really helped, you know, and the fact that I was dancing that form from a very early age. Because it isn't my culture. I mean, it was in my culture where I was living, obviously, but I am not myself Middle Eastern, no.
Right. So. Now, when you train young people, it's all women, is that correct?
Primarily, I occasionally have a male dancer who wants to dance with us, and as long as they're absolutely serious, just as serious as we are, they're welcome to dance with us.
But it's a female form.
No, it is not.
That is
a big misnomer. It's not. We think that in America, but if you go to the Middle East, it's cultural. It's their culture. And so the men
dance. So you have men doing belly dancing?
Sure. Men love to dance in the Middle East. They love it. It's like salsa dancing or the Latin dances.
Right.
You know, the men love to dance just like the women love to dance, and everybody dances together. Well, in the Middle East, it's a little bit more separated. But everybody loves to dance together. And when they come together for a wedding or what have you, you know, they haven't had television for very long. It's very new in their culture, and not that many people have TV. So they still dance and make music. And, you know, you find in the home that everybody owns an oud, and they have a dumbek or a tabla of some sort. And, you know, people play, you know. So you come out and start up a party, and I mean, everybody's out on the street partying with you, and they all know all the lyrics to all the songs. Like, in their culture, music isn't disposable. It's not like, oh, I already heard that song. I'm tired of that song. Can I have a new song?
Right.
They're not like that. Their songs are classics to them. And they are beloved to them. And everybody learns all the lyrics, and they come out and they sing together. And it's a much more sort of communal thing. And I think when I was younger, you know, America was more like that. People had guitars. People had pianos. People played music, and they got together and they sang Christmas carols, or they, you know, had folk songs that they shared, or they danced together after dinner. And it's just now our culture has changed a lot, you know.
Yeah, I mean, even when I was a kid, we would go up to our neighbors who had a piano and songbooks of the folk songs of the United States, England, and Ireland, and we sang those songs that I know songs from the turn of the last century.
Exactly.
That most people in our generation don't really know.
Yeah, and I grew up that way too. I grew up in a very musical and dance-oriented family, you know, also very intellectual. So, you know, we were all about those things and surrounded ourselves with them. As I grew up, you know, I would see other families around me who were also interested in those things. But now it just seems like, you know, we're interfacing with computers, interfacing with, you know, my son
iPods.
Is 8 years old. Exactly. It's all about the technology.
Well, Mir Cream is the director of the Mosaic Dance Company and Pomegranate Studios. They are on the net at mosaicdance.net. The number for more information is 986-6164. And the Mosaic Dance Company is doing an evening of East Indian, Middle Eastern, and fusion dances called Invaders of the Heart, One Love, at the James A. Little Theater tomorrow and Saturday night, Friday and Saturday night, at 7 o'clock, James A. Little Theater in the campus of the New Mexico School for the Deaf right here in Santa Fe. Mira, thanks so much for being with us on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Good Morning Jazz features Artist of the Month, Stacey Kent. Broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte. We will see you tomorrow with Robert Knott and much, much more. Hasta la vista. Ciao.